It's Check on Stories. We're following for you this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has a winter storm warning in effect from 5 p.m. today till 8 a.m. Wednesday, with heavy, wet snow expected, high winds blowing and drifting snow, and power lines coming down up to 20 inches in the higher terrain areas of our area. We'll have Pat Pagano's forecast in just a few minutes. In Salisbury, the Board of Finance got its first look at the financial situation in Salisbury with the municipal budgets proposed on Thursday. The total spending plan, $8.2 million, up about $466,000. Meanwhile, the Board of Education at Salisbury Central School reported their budget. The plan total, $6.356 million, a 3.55% increase over the current budget. Falls Village Center on Main's future plans were aired by the board of directors led by Adam Scheer. Taking it to the next level was the expectation. A strategic plan has been developed with the help of funds from the Foundation for Community Health. The company that helped digitize Berkshire's currency and develop its mobile app is suing the nonprofit in federal court, alleging Berkshire's stole the company's method for building the app. The CEO and co-founder of Humanity Cash filed the suit on February 4th. In Springfield on grounds of deceptive and unfair trade practices against the Shoemaker Center for New Economics, Berkshire Shares, Inc., and Susan Witt. Witt has denied all claims in the lawsuit. In Great Barrington, a Maple Avenue nursing home from which a disabled resident was removed last month after an alleged incident has not had a standard inspection by regulators in nearly 4 years. Police are investigating the February 25th allegations of an incident at Timberland Heights Nursing and Rehabilitation Center after someone called to report that a person had been removed because, quote, they were covered in bruises, end quote. That according to the Berkshire Edge report. Timberland Heights Administrator Dolores Duncan did not respond to a phone message seeking comment. The nursing home owner, Bear Mountain Healthcare, also did not respond. The 71-bed nursing home is the only facility in Berkshire County that has not had a standard inspection since 2019, according to the industry's federal regulator, Center for Medicare and Medicare Services. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Interlaken, the home of Morgan's Grill, interlakenin.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up today at 31,909.64, the S&P 500 at 3861.59, and the NASDAQ at 11,138.89. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.